You are now listening to The Social Scene with Jay-Z here at Jay-Z Social Enterprises.
Welcome back to The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. Today, I have such a fun guest on the line who currently is in Cleveland and is the Director of Baseball Operations of the Cleveland Indians, Derek Falvey. Hi, Derek. How are you today?
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Good. Well. Thanks so much for joining us today. We're so excited to have you and learn all about your team and your position on the team. So how did you get involved in baseball to begin with?
That's a good question. I played as a young kid up through all the way through college. And after college, didn't have the ability to go play professionally, but knew I wanted to be attached to the game in some way. So I started out offering to help out some scouts in the Northeast area, in the Massachusetts area, guys who were scouting amateur baseball, high school and college players, and got an opportunity to meet a few different people who worked for a couple of different teams, and did some part-time work for those guys, and then jumped into an internship opportunity in Cleveland back in 2007. And since then, I've been in Cleveland working on multiple areas of baseball operations, from the draft to international scouting to major league team operations.
How amazing. Now, when did you start in the field with the Cleveland Indians?
I started in the fall of 2007 as an intern. Most of the people who work in baseball are in a capacity like mine, started at some entry level within the game. And my focus was primarily on the amateur U.S. Baseball market, which is the draft, Major League Baseball draft, and then also international scouting in Latin America.
How cool is that? Was that really fun?
Yeah, it was really an interesting opportunity. I mean, you get to see young players from all across the country, help coordinate the process of getting all of the information in for our June draft every year, and then having the opportunity to go to the Dominican Republic and see some of our players and young players that come into the game very early on. They're starting to show up in the major leagues now, but it was a fun opportunity.
Right. Not a bad gig to travel for work, right? To the warm weather.
Exactly.
So how important do you feel that it is to like play baseball in your past to get into the field? Like, especially in... Yeah, especially where you are right now as, you know, baseball operations, like a director, how important is it to play baseball?
Sure. I think having some level of understanding of the game is crucial, but having played professionally, it used to be that most of the people in front offices had played professionally at some point. I don't think that's the case so much anymore. A number of people in front offices have either played collegiately or even at the high school level. Just to get some familiarity with the game. But beyond that, there's so much of it that's a business aspect, and understanding how to not just break down and evaluate talent, but how to run a business, you know, most efficiently. And I think a lot of people who do work in any field learn those skills. So I think it's important to have familiarity with the game, but not necessarily essential to have played at a professional level to work in it.
Absolutely. Now, what is your day-to-day like in your position? Does it change every day?
Yeah, it's a fun job if you like variety. If you like every day being the same, it would be a challenge. But it depends on the time of the year. So as is right now during the season, since we've gotten started in spring training through now, I'm mostly focused on the major league team. So I travel with the team when they go on road trips and help to coordinate information with the coaching staff, any type of player moves that we have going on. I work closely with Chris Antonetti, our general manager, and Mike Chernoff, our assistant general manager, on day-to-day operations on the major league side. And then in the offseason, it's focused primarily on building the team. So whether that's trades or free agent discussions, there are a number of areas we touch throughout the offseason. And then it depends on the time of year. You still get involved in both amateur scouting and the player development levels.
That's so cool. So tell us about the amateur scouting. What is that
amateur
like?
Amateur scouting is interesting in baseball. It's geared toward both high school and college players. So unlike many of the other professional sports in the United States, we are focused a lot on high school players. So some kids will sign at age 18 and come into the pro ranks, in addition to the college kids who get through college. But every June, there's a draft, and there are 40 rounds of that draft, and every team participates through the 40 rounds. So by the end of it, you typically have somewhere between 30 and 40 players who you are signing and bringing into your organization.
Amazing. Now, what qualities, you know, especially for our listeners, do you look for?
We're always looking for certainly talented players, but I think talent is only a portion of the equation. We have 25 area scouts who are out there, and they live in different parts of the country, and they go and meet the players. So they get to know the kids, they get to know their families, they get to know their work ethic, and their makeup and how they go about competing, not just in baseball, but in life, and how they do in school, how they do outside in other sports. So what we try and do is get a holistic view of the player and understand that when times get tough, which they will for most young players, how will they respond to those challenges? So we're looking for high character, high quality makeup kids in addition to the baseball talent.
Wow. Very interesting. And it's true. It's not always about the talent. You know, a lot of people think that that's, I mean, of course, that's a very important trait, but it's absolutely more than that, right?
Sure. That's the baseline. I mean, I think you have to have some talent to play at this level. But beyond that, there are a number of qualities that allow people to work. Most baseball players don't get to the major leagues for at least 3 to 4 years in the minor leagues, and that's a tough grind. They have to ride buses and play in the minor leagues and go to different cities and work their way up through the minor leagues, and they are going to face challenges during that time, and it's important that they can respond and face those challenges when they do hit those difficult times.
Absolutely. And, I mean, it's so great that you guys encourage them, you know, to keep going, which is so important, right?
Yes, absolutely important. When you face that adversity, how you respond to that is important, not only in baseball, but anywhere.
Right. Now, how was the adjustment moving to Cleveland from Massachusetts?
It was interesting. I was young at the time, relatively inexperienced coming out of college, hadn't lived outside of Massachusetts except for a period of time in college when I went abroad. So it was a bit of an adjustment, but I had an opportunity to meet a number of young people who were in a similar situation as I was, both in our office and around Cleveland, and were transplants, I suppose, and got a chance to get a good group of friends and kind of relocated family. So it was nice.
That is really nice. And it's not like you're that far from home. How far is it by plane?
Yeah, it's only about an hour and a half.
That's not terrible at all.
For each flight, exactly.
Yeah, that's great. So who would you say is somebody you really look up to in the industry that you're in?
That's a good question. There are a number of people I've gotten a chance to work with and be around. I think in our organization, Mark Shapiro, our team president, who was the GM at the time when I started, and Chris Antonetti, the GM now, those two are two people that have really set a great tone for our organization and are two people I look up to in the way they lead, the way they go about inspiring people around them every day. So those are just two of the names, but there are a number of others across the game that I've met, whether it's writers or people with other teams or even players and coaches. And Terry Francona, who was the manager of the Red Sox for a number of years in the Boston area, who I grew up watching, is now our manager, and I get to work with him every day. And they're just inspiring leaders who show high character and high quality approach to the game every day.
That really is inspiring. I mean, especially with the Red Sox coach, somebody you really looked up to your whole life on the Red Sox, you're now working with. How cool is that?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Pretty neat. It's one of those things you don't think about when you think back to the time when I was watching him as a fan or as a younger player, and now get an opportunity to work with him every day. It's pretty special.
Absolutely. Now, it seems like if you work hard in the industry that you're in, it's pretty easy to grow within the same company, right?
I think that's true. We're fortunate in Cleveland to have had quite a bit of stability with our organization. A lot of people have stuck around for a while, so that's been nice. I think in sports in general, and even in just in baseball, there are opportunities that present themselves in other cities quite often because it's such a small industry. Sometimes you have to take those and you have to move to be able to get that opportunity. But we've been lucky with the Indians organization that we've had a lot of people move together within the ranks of the organization, and we're really fortunate to have it that way.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Seriously, that's really great. And what are some goals you have for yourself, like over the next 5 years?
I think when I look at it, when I talk about, I often get asked the question, do I want to become a GM or go down that path? I think the best way I can put it is that I really enjoy what I do every day. And I felt that way when I was an intern, and I felt that way at first when I was an assistant, and now into my current role. And I think the people that I've found to have success both in this industry and in others are people that really just enjoy the work they're doing every day and don't think too much about the long term. They certainly set goals for themselves, and they certainly want to work to improve. And I think the goal for myself is to find a way to help contribute to the Cleveland Indians becoming a winning organization. And if I do that every day and I'm enjoying what I'm doing, I think the other things will take care of themselves.
That's a good attitude.
Thanks. I hope it works out.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. So, you know, how do you keep the Indians like strong as a team? What are some things as like from the front office, like what you guys do, just so people kind of understand?
Sure. So a lot of what we do is constantly monitoring where our roster is. So in baseball, there are, as it is in any sport, every few years there's turnover. Players get older, they become free agents, they go to other teams. So what we need to constantly be thinking about is the future, but also planning for the present. So we are playing games right now and living and dying with every day's win and loss. But at the same time, we need to prepare for 2, 3, 4 years out to determine whether or not we need to make structural shift with our organization or trade players away or try and find talent at individual positions that we might be losing players from in the future. So our jobs day to day are to help coordinate what is happening in the present, but also spend a decent amount of time thinking about what needs to happen for the future. And we get together and have meetings both during the season and in the off season to prepare for that.
Wow. So that's so interesting. So you plan that far in advance, like 3 or 4 years?
Yes, we typically do, just because when you talk about baseball, most of the players that are coming up from the minor leagues are maybe 2 to 3 years out from the major league level. So you have 18, 19-year-old kids who won't get into the major leagues till maybe they're 23 or 24, and you prepare knowing that there's going to be some change on your current major league roster. So we're looking at who those players are in our system, where we might find there are areas of need, and we continue to explore those.
How cool is that? Well, I'm so happy I had you on today, Derek. It was such a pleasure.
I really enjoyed it, Jackie. Thanks for having me.
Of course. You are, seriously, anytime you guys have things coming up, I would love for you to come on again, if you don't mind, and talk about some upcoming things and games you're playing and all that stuff.
Sure. Happy to do it.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, Derek. And thanks, everyone, for tuning in to The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. And stay tuned till next time. You can follow Derek and the Cleveland Indians on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram and see how they're doing this baseball season. Let's cheer for those Cleveland Indians.
On The Social Scene. The Social Scene. We promote and tell you what's trending now with Jay-Z.